Hello, we'd like to welcome everybody to this special conference call straight from Highland Flats, Idaho, home of a brand new Young Living distillery. My name is Jared Turner. I'm the Chief Global Sales Officer for Young Living, and it has been a special treat for me personally to be able to witness Seed to Seal firsthand. Without further ado, I'd like to pass the time and this call over to Gary Young. He's got some words he'd like to share with the field, and we've got some special guests here with us as well. There's a group of distributors from around the world here who have shared in this experience, including two diamonds, Sherry LaMarche and Sabina DeVita. So, Gary, without further ado,
and Jim Powell,
exactly. So, without further ado, Gary, I'll turn this call over to you.
Thank you, Jared. It's good to be with everybody this afternoon. It is fun here in the northern panhandle in Idaho. For those that are not familiar with where we're at, if you look at a map, we're 25 miles south of the Canadian border on a little location called Highland Flats near Naples, Idaho, south of Bonner's Ferry. It's been snowing here the last 3 days, which has been beautiful. It's covered up the dirt and the mud. And, of course, the conifer trees, when they get snow on them, those who have seen it know how beautiful it is. Those who have seen pictures always wish they could experience it. Well, your wishes could be fulfilled because all it requires is our airplane ticket and a phone call. Let us know when to pick you up at the Spokane Airport. And you could come and see it live for yourself and be part of one of the history-making times for Young Living. It's been quite remarkable as we have been building the operation out since early last summer, starting with building a reservoir for the containment of runoff water to provide water for the distillery, and then building the distillery in a different design and a whole different application than what we've ever had in the past, because winter comes to the northern part of Idaho early in the fall and leaves late in the spring. We always work with snow and cold, freezing rains. It makes it difficult to get the perfect conditions that I have always requested or desired to have, and that's to be able to have dry chips to distill. This is our 16th year now of harvesting trees, and for 15 years I've trucked the chips from the Highland Flats region here all the way to St. Mary's, 125 miles, and offload them onto an open cement pad that's subject naturally to the wind and the snow and the freezing rains and the weather. And we've distilled in St. Mary's, our coldest temperature we've distilled in over the past 15 years down there has been 26 below zero. The average temperatures the last few years have been around 0 to 10 below. And that doesn't last very long. We get about 3 to 4 days or nights of real cold, but then we'll have several weeks that will stay around 0 to 10 above. But this winter has been quite mild. We had colder weather before Christmas, which was unusual for this part of our country. And since Christmas, it stayed above 10 degrees. We've had temperatures up as high as 36. And as I mentioned, we've had snow the last couple of days. So we work out in the weather regardless. And for the simple reason, and why do we do this in the wintertime, is the trees manufacture oil during the wintertime at a greater consistency and volume, simply because the oil works like an antifreeze to the tree. You've heard me refer to oil as the blood of the plant. And truly it is, because during the summer months, the oil goes down into the root system of the tree to help absorb and convert the minerals and nutrients that come in through the roots, and then it sends that up through the veins in the trunk to commingle with the carbon dioxide of the air, and the sunlight, the electromagnetic energy from the sun, to help produce oil during the summer. But it's a very small amount because the oil's responsibility is more for feeding the tree and preserving the tree, just like we tell you how the oil works as the immune system for the plant. Well, the oil is a preservation agent for the tree. So in the wintertime, the oil migrates from the roots up the trunk of the tree and into the limbs, the branches, out into the needles, and literally does prevent the tree from freezing and exploding through the cold months of the winter. So the tree will produce much more oil during the winter months than during the fall, spring, or summer. So it does make it a little bit more difficult when you're battling with freezing cold, not only because of a lot of bodies don't like being out in the cold, but equipment breaks down much more frequently in the cold than it does in the summertime. And I think that's to test man's patience when he has to lay underneath a piece of equipment at 20 below and put a track back on, which we've done that multiple times in the past. So that's part of it. But why did I build the distillery up here? Because it's been a large undertaking. And the reason is because it was one of the reasons it was a large undertaking is simply I designed it different. I wanted to be able to completely enclose all parts of the distillation, meaning that where we unload the chips. So right now we have a truck bay that's 52 feet wide and 85 feet long. It's with a 16-foot ceiling that is completely insulated and heated. The first ever to be built in the world of this kind, where I can back the semi in and unload on a heated floor. So the cement floor, which is 8 inches of concrete, has 2 inches of styrofoam underneath of it, and between the styrofoam and the concrete are hydronic tubes that liquid mixed water and antifreeze, ethylene glycol, is pumped through these tubes that coil in through the floor and produce temperatures up to 80 degrees. And so it radiates up through the chips, keeping the chips warm, but also the main reason is so it would melt the ice and the snow out of the chips. And then we've got big steam fans overhead that blows air the full length of the 85-foot truck bay, plus the condensing and distillation area that keeps the room actually quite warm. And that was for the purpose of just getting the chips drier, bringing them up to ambient temperature, because when we're distilling chips at 20 below, they're going into a stainless steel container, and then we're putting 280 degrees of steam to it. It creates a lot of reflux or condensate in the bottom of the cooker. It takes longer for the steam to break through the chambers. And it's been amazing because we started distilling yesterday Ponderosa Pine, which I'm going to let some of our distributors share their feelings about that. It's the first time in history, to my knowledge, that Ponderosa Pine has been distilled. First time I've distilled it. I've always desired to, but we didn't have it on our farm. So one of the local neighbors wanted his land cleared, and that's what we're doing now. It had a lot of Ponderosa Pine, more mature trees, but it's been beautiful. So as we start distilling, as we did yesterday, the steam broke through the chips, and we had what's called Passover, and that's when the steam and the vapors first come out of the top of the chips, come through the swan neck into the condenser. That's called Passover. Then we have break, which is when the oils break through the molecule pockets and actually comes into the condenser to the separator. And that happened in 27 minutes yesterday, where when we've distilled at St. Mary's over the past 15 years, the quickest I've ever seen it come over has been an hour and 5 minutes. Average is generally an hour and 15 minutes. So the boiler has to work twice as hard at high fire, which burns 90 to 120 gallons of diesel an hour at $5 a gallon, and people wonder why oils are expensive. And so we're very excited because we cut 40 minutes of a high fire temperature off by having our chips warm and in a closed-in environment where the kettles are also warm. They're at ambient temperature, 70-plus degrees. It makes a huge difference, just like we're distilling in the summertime. But we've done some other things that's very exciting here at Highland, where we're located, that we would love to share with all of you and have you all come and see, because number one, not only have we built a distillery that's very different and unique to the world in the sense of trucks can back in and unload in a closed-in bay. The floors are heated, the bay floor is heated, the condensing room floor is heated. But we've also built out a full gymnasium attached to the distillery. We have cisterns underneath the gymnasium floor where the floral water goes into the cisterns, where we can capture that for future products. It's going to be, I might say, coming at convention, and you'll just have to make a little note of that and wait till then. And then the floral water is pumped from there over to the camp into a beautiful gazebo with three hot tubs so the folks that are here can bathe in the floral water. And we filled one hot tub last night with ponderosa pine. And I've got to say, I was kind of disappointed last night because I went into the gazebo and there wasn't a single person in the tub. And I thought everybody would be in there last night bathing, but you'll have to ask them why they didn't get in the tub last night and bathe in that beautiful floral water. But the ponderosa pine water is just absolutely spectacular. Then we have a decanting room where we take the oils in. We do the filtering process, and then the oils go from there into a what we call a batching chamber where they're put into a big tank that has a slow agitator that rotates to stir the oils and mature them just like a fine wine, all stainless steel. During this time, we pull samples right from the separator while we're distilling, as we did yesterday, and we just walk right upstairs to the fourth. Now, I want you to remember this, the fourth Young Living Laboratory. We have a laboratory in Ecuador, many of you are familiar with, naturally the largest one in Utah. We have one in St. Mary's, and now we've just built another laboratory here and equipped it with a beautiful GC, dual column. And all the distributors that were here last night got to watch the new ponderosa oil being analyzed right while we were distilling. Pretty remarkable. And we did something else. We built a large training conference room right beside the lab for distributors so they can have classes of every kind, and we've set up the laboratory, the analytical laboratory, with a large enough room that we had, 14, 15 people in it last night being trained in the chemistry of essential oils. Very, very exciting. So all this for all of you. And one more thing that we're really, really excited about. We have built the first computerized distillation system in the world here at Highland. So we have three things, a closed-in distillery that's completely encompassed. And number two, we have the largest extraction chambers in the world here, consisting of 21,000 per chamber. And third, the computerized distillation. I started working on this project 8 years ago. Finally, with the help of Sun Lee and our engineers in Young Living, they were able to take my dream and develop it into a reality. And we're extremely excited about this because as I build distilleries throughout the world, I can't be everywhere to teach distillery operators how to listen to the sound and ramp the steam at the right times and maintain the right temperatures and pressures and through the extraction chamber, the separators, the condensers. And so this is we did do a prototype at the distillery in Utah, and then we moved it to here after getting it developed there. And so those that come to the harvest this winter will get to see the first computerized distillery in the world. We're pretty excited about it. So that's some of the things that we're really proud of and excited about. With that, now I'm going to turn it over to our distributors that are here and let them share with you their experience being here in the frozen north, basking in the sun. So we'll hear first from one of our diamonds, Sabina DeVita, that journeyed all the way here from Toronto, Canada, and braved the cold. So here's Sabina.
Okay. Well, my goodness, Gary, that was quite a description. And I, you know, one of the first thoughts that occurred for me being out there with you, watching the trees literally being chopped and then going through the chipper. And yesterday was an experience for me operating that chipper. Oops, this way. Okay. And it was, you know, totally a new experience being out there. And I just marveled at every single step of what you have orchestrated in order to produce this little bottle of oil. It really is. For me, it was just amazing to just be standing there, and I was just marveling at and reflecting on all the steps that go into producing a bottle of oil. And from that experience, I had the opportunity to drive back in the truck, the loading truck, and come back to the distiller and then see that process. And going through that experience of witnessing the unloading and helping with that, and then, of course, loading the first cooker. And that was an awesome experience. I was like this little child with their eyes open, looking and observing, especially when that oil came through. And the smell was so unique. It was so unusual. As you can see, I'm wearing my flower. I have a pine in my hair because I just love that, the feel of the pine. The ponderosa pine, long needles, an unusual sort of look to it. And the smell is unique from what we certainly have experienced with the other conifer trees. And just seeing it bubble up, the oil coming through in the water. But, you know, before I go to that, I just wanted to comment to the experience of loading the cooker and stomping, getting that down, really packed in. It was, and actually it became a fun experience with a number of the distributors jumping in and just stomping and really expressing our feelings of appreciation and gratitude. And I certainly felt that back actually right out when we were chopping those trees, just my gratitude to the trees and to Mother Nature to provide so much for us. And I just that awness about it. But getting back into the cooker, we were just stomping and packing it in. And I asked Travis, what's the reason for stomping and really packing it in? And he was able to explain to all of us the importance of that so that the steam rising through the cooker doesn't go through certain areas where it will be more concentrated and could cause a scorching of the plant material. And I thought that was really critical and, you know, really well explained to us. And so we stomped it. We made sure it was stomped. And then, of course, the cooker lid being closed, clamped, and then we rushed downstairs to witness the rest. So it's been a very interesting, most interesting, and I don't even think that's the word to really capture the experience of the many jobs that we've all participated in. I also am appreciative of the group of distributors here. I really want to thank them for who they are and for their expression of their sincerity and their dedication to what we have done together as a group, that we just participated. We just helped each other. We just saw something that needed to be done, and we just went to work. So it's been... And most importantly, Gary, you. I have so much respect, love, and care for what Gary truly has produced that there is no other company that goes to the extent that Gary truly has gone through. And to be a witness to it, it's absolutely surreal. At sometimes I had to pinch myself. This man is for real. He is going through each of these steps. And I encourage people to come and experience the winter harvest for that specific reason, to actually witness and be part of the experience.
Thank you, Sabina. We'd like to hear from Sherry LaMarche now. I'm going to trade your iPad for Gary's phone. There you go, Sherry. It's on.
I too wanted a chance to really thank Gary for following his passion and for having the dedication to really stick with it with all the different things that he's been through. And it's so cool to come here. Gee, I had to leave 45 below zero to come to Winter Harvest and get warm.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty cool to see everybody, whether you were from Texas or from Canada, to come out here and the camaraderie that everybody develops. You want to see Gary, you want to see your team work, come out here and sit across the table. You know, it's not like convention, you've got how many thousands of people and you wave at somebody across the hall. This is much more intimate. You get to say what you feel. You get to experience the land. You get to experience Mother Nature in all its finest, whether you're in mud, whether you're in ice, whether you're in snow. But it doesn't matter because everybody's helping each other. And I think that energy is in the oils just as much as Mother Nature's energy. So it's not that commercial place that you think of someplace far away. So I encourage everybody to come and bring at least three of your team. So I think you're going to get the most from your team when they understand and when they start sharing with their people what's going on here. It's magic, guys.
Thanks, Sherry. That was great. So I'm going to pass the phone around to some other distributors who are here. Jim, would you like to say something?
Hi there, and this has been an exciting week. I've come to harvest up here ever since we started Island Flats, I think, or somewhere around there. I've lost count. But never have I experienced or witnessed harvesting an oil for the first time like last night. First time in a distillery, first time for that piece of equipment. I mean, just it was like birthing of a child, I guess. I'm not sure, but it was just, there was a lot of activity, there was a lot of motion going on, and of course, we had no idea until it actually appeared what it was going to look like, what it was going to smell like, and then when it started coming out, that was just like heaven. It was just incredible. One of the freshest smelling oils that I've ever smelled, you know, just a whole different level, and you know, after some applied it to their skin, it just got even better. So it's just incredible, and we're anxious to hear from the big lab in Utah what all's in there, but right now we're really impressed and we're happy to be here, and it's been a good week, good team, and got a lot done so far.
Thanks, Jim. Travis Ogden would also like to share some words.
Hello, everyone. It's been an awesome week up here. I haven't been here for the full week, but I wanted to just share a couple of additional insights from my perspective of this experience. The first day I arrived, we immediately went out to the field and started cutting down trees, even though it was nighttime. Thank goodness all of the heavy equipment have good lights on them so we could see what we were doing. But we came back, had dinner, late dinner, and it's been a long day already for everyone. What was really impressive to me and is really valuable for everyone here is that Gary then takes the time to sit down for an hour, hour and a half, and educate everyone on his company, on our products, on his travels this last year. And that was so amazing to me to see Gary, his willingness to give of himself and impart his knowledge and his tireless efforts to do that. It would have been so easy for him to just go back to his cabin after eating and get a good night's sleep, but he continues to do this every week for the distributors that are up here, and it's impressive. And if you don't make it up to our winter harvest, please come up to one of our other harvests. We have harvests going around year-round. So there's plenty of opportunities for you to come and participate in the seed-to-seal process yourself and learn about the quality that Young Living invests in. So, and one other thing I wanted to mention, Gary was a little humble when he talked about the computerized distillery that we have. Not only is it computerized so that Gary doesn't have to be here every time and maintain the same quality, but he can now log in and be here virtually from his phone. He can monitor what's going on with the distillations. He can see visually what's happening from the webcams, and he can monitor exactly the temperatures and different dynamics of the distillation, and you can change it on the fly from his phone anywhere in the world. So it's pretty incredible how high-tech we've become, and there's nothing else like it in the world. So it's really fun. Everything up here is top-notch right now, so I encourage you to come and check it out.
Oh, Alan.
Yeah. Before I pass it to Alan here, sit down. Alan, I also wanted to say, and some of you have seen my Facebook post, I walked up on Gary to get him to come to dinner last night, and he was sitting on a barrel of something. A barrel of oil. Sitting there, staring at the oil coming out of the separator, out of the condenser, and just, I wish I could have read his mind at that instant, because you could see and feel the passion he feels and his obsessive drive to achieving a high standard of quality. And when you have other essential oil companies coming and talking to you, ask them where their labs are. Ask them where their distilleries are. Where are their farms? Where are their analytical chemists? Where are the millions of dollars that they take out of their profits and to invest in these ventures? They don't have it. We do, and that's because of this quality standard. It's truly amazing to work with Gary and to see this every day. And we at corporate are 100% aligned with Gary in preserving this standard of quality. So I'll pass this on to Alan. Introduce yourself too, Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan Timms from St. Cloud, Minnesota. I am an observer from a user's point of view. My wife is a distributor. I always have told our children that the most important part of a building is the foundation. The foundation is something that you don't see unless you have a rare invitation to look at the construction project and go down below the surface and see what is taking place. And I would assure you that the foundation of this organization is well laid. It's got a firm foundation. Its vision is strong. Its goals are high. And its services are universal. And I would encourage you to consider some kind of an opportunity to give back, to serve, to be here, to participate, and to learn from others what can be learned in the field. Not very often does a person experience trust to this level where you can be an executive, a surgeon, you can wear a suit or a scrub pants, but you can then come here and lay that off and drive a tractor or operate a chipper or a skid loader, and all of those titles are laid to rest as one becomes part of a team. And so the final thing I have told our children is there's no I in team. And this is a strong team organization where people from all walks of life really do get the privilege to melt together and to become one.
Thank you, Alan.
Wow, Dr. Tim, I can't say you stole the words from me, because that was like wonderful. So it's a hard act to follow right there. But from a very humbling standpoint, my name is Billy, and my husband Joe and I came from Texas, fairly new at a distributorship, and we didn't know what to expect. And my husband was telling his friends that he was going to Idaho to make oils out of potatoes, and so that was like the joke with all of his buddies. So I can't wait to hear what he goes back and tells them. But this has been a wonderful, unbelievable lifetime experience to see what Gary Young and his vision has done with God's creation. It's very humbling to be a part of this man's dream, vision, and excellence. And I'll just end with that. It's just a fabulous lifetime experience. Thank you.
Thank you. And I must note that Billy hit silver, not in 6, but in 5 months. So nice work there, Billy.
Okay, this is Elna. I'm married to Alan. And I'm almost speechless at what we have experienced. I have oils on my walls at home, and I had no clue what it took to get those oils in the bottle. So I have my standard of respect has just been exponential. And so the manpower, the equipment, the horses even to go out in the field and pull these logs, it's just been like, wow, my eyes just keep going buggy because of all that I'm experiencing. So if you haven't ever considered coming to one of these events, put it on your calendar. You'll not go home the same person. And Gary, I can't tell you how much I have revered you from the past, but it's just, I'm blown away. Thank you very much for your dream, and I'm honored to help bring your dream into fruition.
Thank you, Elna, and we invite you to also come to spring planning to see how we are a sustainable green company and how we really respect the cycle of life there. One other thing, that a piece of advice that Sherry LaMarche had, if for the ladies out there, if you'd like to get your husbands or boyfriends more engaged with your business, bring them up here. Let them work on one of Gary's tractors, work on the DC bulldozer. They'll have a great time. It's a camping experience. It's really like a set up like a logging camp. The food is amazing, home-cooked meals. I promise you, after working on these big toys and eating this food, they will be 100% involved with your business. I'm going to pass the phone now to, is there anyone else who would like to share testimonial? No? Okay, are we good? All right. We're going to have Gary wrap this up then.
Jeffrey would like to say something.
Jeffrey. Riley, also from Toronto. Next.
He raised his hand when I turned my back. All right, Jeffrey.
Yeah. Hi, this way?
Yeah.
Hold it. Yeah, my words are few and my thoughts are deep. Gary's dreams are contagious as we see them become a reality. That love for us and for the future of the world's health is his prime objective. The distributors of Young Living here willingly, lovingly giving back their love. Apologies. To our creator and to our oil creator on earth, Gary Young. So folks, get your butts out here.
I love that. Get your butts out here. On that note, here you go, Gary.
Thank you, Jared, and everyone for participating and sharing your feelings and your spirit with each and everyone that will hear this message. I'm appreciative for each and every person that comes here, because as Sherry mentioned, the intimate opportunities, that's very different than convention, because in convention, when we're dealing with thousands of people, it's impossible for me to get to meet people, to get to know them on a personal level. You know, at best, it's a hug, it's a kiss on the cheek, a handshake, whatever, you know, as you walk across the stage and we honor you in your achievements and passing by in the hallway between sessions and things like that. It's wonderful. But it's not the same as working side by side And the wintertime, because of the harshness of the weather, it brings a part of a person out that you don't see, at least I believe you don't see, because it makes a person, it builds and sharpens the character of a person that's really rich. And I watched it for now 16 years we've been doing this, and we've had people come, and Eldon Nettle was the first distributor to ever come and help me 16 years ago. And this will be the first year that he is not with us. But he's basking in the sun in Ecuador, having a much more enjoyable climate experience than we are up here in the frozen north. But needless to say, it's great, because I get to sit at breakfast and lunch and dinner with these folks, and we get to talk and visit while we're working, while we're distilling and loading the extraction chamber, unloading it. It's just a wonderful time, and I get to watch each person. I get to hear of their dreams, their love, feel their spirit. So it's a tremendous blessing for me to be able to connect on a much richer level. What we're doing has never been done in the world before. Young Living is a world leader, and there's no question about it, and we always will be. And when I was in Somalia 2 months ago, I looked around me, and it was quite interesting, because I didn't see a single CEO from another MLM company, and certainly no oil company, in Somalia, in Puntland, in the mountains, looking for frankincense while I was there. And I'm quite sure of that, because the chief of the tribe in Timorishi in the mountains, the entire village actually celebrated my arrival there, and I couldn't understand why. And the sultan that took me there told me the reason why is because I was the first foreigner that had ever come to visit their country, their village. And so it was quite a humbling experience. But people ask, why do I do this? You know, why do I spend money building a distillery? Why don't I just put that money into marketing? Well, there's a lot of companies out there that will spend their money into marketing and marketing hype and fancy labels and campaigns, and that's okay. But just keep in mind that generally companies that do that are trying to cover something up. So we are about raising the spiritual awareness and the consciousness of the people of this world, and the only way you can do that is with pure God-created substance. And you don't adulterate it. You don't tamper with it. You don't mess with it. You do it pure. And I know I get accused all the time or said that I don't do what I do. All you have to do is be here and you'd find out for sure. So, and these folks here that's been here and those that have been here in the years past knows that what Young Living does is real. We don't adulterate anything, and I will not. Jacob and Jill use the oils the same as I do and the same as you do. And I use oils every day internally as much as I do externally. I'm not going to put something in my body that's going to defile it. And that's why I go to the work I do. So when I go in and I pick an oil off the shelf, it's not because I made a separate little batch and set it aside just for Mary and the boys and I. We use the same oils that you all use. And that's why we put the energy into it. So I welcome all of you to come and see and visit and experience. We'll feel your spirit until then. I thank you, and God bless you all in this new year.